The Osgood Files, sponsored by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Has Utah pushed public safety too far? More after this from Charlie. Back in 1906, 0.15 was considered proof you were drunk. For a 160-pound man, that would be 7 beers in 1 hour. Today, most states are at 0.08, which is about 4 beers. But next year, Utah will go lower than any other state, down to 0.05, which is about 2 beers. That prompted the American Beverage Association to buy a full-page ad showing a sober-looking woman standing in a police lineup holding a card saying, Salt Lake County, Utah. Crime? Had one drink with dinner. And in Salt Lake City, CBS's Carter Evans found some pretty worried brewery owners, like Doug Hoffling, who runs Squatter's Brewery.
What do you think people are going to do there? Are they not going to come because they can't drink as much?
That's what we're afraid of. We think conventions will stop coming here, and what's going to happen is every other state's going to come and try and steal our business.
Utah State Representative Norm Thurston, who sponsored the bill, was unmoved.
The public safety impact of this is so compelling that it's worth doing.
Even though you've already got the lowest DUI death rate in the country?
Yeah, we're not at zero.
And the idea of 0.05 is not new. The National Transportation Safety Board has been recommending it since 2013. And the legal limit for commercial drivers is already set at 0.04% by federal law. Each year, we still see roughly 700,000 people injured and 10,000 killed in drunk driving crashes. And Doug Hoffling understands that.
We are responsible business operators, and none of us want that. This bill really and truly is about stigmatizing alcohol and punishing those who serve it.
But Representative Thurston stands by his bill.
It's hard to feel too much sympathy for people whose business model is to profit from people who choose to drink and drive.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.